He was preparing a short list of questions in his mind when the door opened, and the doctor came in, followed by the nurse, and in the background, the dear figure of Mathis. A Mathis looking anxious behind his broad smile, who put a finger to his lips and walked on tiptoe to the window and sat down. The doctor, a Frenchman with a young and intelligent face, had been detached from his duties with the Deuxième Bureau to look after Bond's case. He came and stood beside Bond and put his hand on Bond's forehead while he looked at the temperature chart behind the bed. When he spoke, he was forthright.
"You have a lot of questions to ask, my dear Mr. Bond," he said in excellent English, "and I can tell you most of the answers. I do not want you to waste your strength, so I will give you the salient facts, and then you may have a few minutes with Monsieur Mathis, who wishes to obtain one or two details from you. It is really too early for this talk, but I wish to set your mind at rest so that we can proceed with the task of repairing your body without bothering too much about your mind."
Nurse Gibson pulled up a chair for the doctor and left the room.
"You have been here about 2 days," continued the doctor. "Your car was found by a farmer on the way to market in Royal, and he informed the police. After some delay, Monsieur Mathis heard that it was your car, and he immediately went to Les Noctambules with his men. You and Le Chiffre were found, and also your friend Miss Lind, who was unharmed and, according to her account, suffered no molestation. She was prostrated with shock, but is now fully recovered and is at her hotel. She has been instructed by her superiors in London to stay at Royal under your orders until you are sufficiently recovered to go back to England. Le Chiffre's 2 gunmen are dead, each killed by a single 35 bullet in the back of the skull. From the lack of expression on their faces, they evidently never saw or heard their assailant. They were found in the same room as Miss Lind. Le Chiffre is dead, shot with a similar weapon between the eyes. Did you witness his death?"
"Yes," said Bond.
"Your own injuries are serious, but your life is not in danger, though you have lost a lot of blood. If all goes well, you will recover completely, and none of the functions of your body will be impaired."
The doctor smiled grimly.
"But I fear that you will continue to be in pain for several days, and it will be my endeavour to give you as much comfort as possible. Now that you have regained consciousness, your arms will be freed, but you must not move your body, and when you sleep, the nurse has orders to secure your arms again. Above all, it is important that you rest and regain your strength. At the moment, you are suffering from a grave condition of mental and physical shock."
The doctor paused.
"For how long were you maltreated?"
"About an hour," said Bond.
"Then it is remarkable that you are alive, and I congratulate you. Few men could have supported what you have been through. Perhaps that is some consolation. As Monsieur Mathis can tell you, I have had in my time to treat a number of patients who have suffered similar handling, and not one has come through it as you have done.